You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You're on the B, and we're going to be chatting about Cool Tour that iGUM is supporting up to Tamaki Makaurau, featuring this band from Te Whanganui a Tata. It's Sleeping Village. This is Lyle Bay 2021. This is Sleeping Village from Te Whanganui a Tata with the track Lyle Bay 2021, which comes from their 2022 album, Tomorrow. And they're coming up this way to play some shows, or a show, I should say, courtesy of iGUM. Morena Joel, how are you this morning?
Kia ora. I guess I'm awake. That's a positive thing.
That's a good start. A good start for a Monday under any circumstances. Tell us a little bit about Sleeping Village, because I feel like this song has kind of maybe set an expectation of a particular vibe, but they range in their sort of sonic explorations. What's the vibe with Sleeping Village?
I definitely say it's always a thing with a recording and live. They're definitely just fun and most certainly a band, at least in Te Whanganui a Tata, that's getting a lot of attention for a great show. I mean, it's pretty hard not to put 7 people on stage and not have it sound big and epic.
Yes.
It's much easier to sound big and epic with 7 people as opposed to 3.
Yeah, totally. And they have got a big and epic sound. This is the kind of closing track from that record, which does have a kind of gorgeous lushness to it, but they're self-described as going from lush to deeply unhinged. And listening throughout the rest of the record, there's sounds that sit more in like a metal space, I would almost say, or a noise space. It's pretty rungus at times even.
Yeah, I don't compare a lot of bands to Tool, and I don't want it to be an insult, because I think there is definitely a space for Tool. Tool fans have ruined Tool for a lot of people, to be honest.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
But there's elements of that sort of proggy, heavy epicness, which is what Tool do.
It's also...
But then, you know, beautiful, melodic, interlude sort of bits as well.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's also it's hard to sort of say there's something for everyone in a specific band, but this band really does feel like there'll be a flavour that resonates with audience members regardless of their perhaps genre preferences.
Yeah, I compare them as well. I mean, not entirely, but Recitals is doing something similar in terms of their dynamics. Sound-wise, it's different, but vibe-wise, and especially live, live sort of glues everything together a bit more as well. But yeah, that's a comparison, and Recital's another awesome band coming out of originally Te Whanganui o Tata, but all over the place nowadays.
Yeah, scattered across the globe currently. So Sleeping Village is one of the bands coming up to play. They also bring, you're bringing up the mighty Koizilla from Utiputi as well. Always an extremely good time. How would you describe Koizilla for the uninitiated?
Fast, bubbly. I guess if a Labrador learned how to make psych rock, you'd be like, that is the most wholesome, just enjoyable thing you've ever seen.
That is a good description, I have to say. They're one of those bands that I think once you've seen them play once, you kind of desperately want to see them play again. So I'm glad that they're coming to play these shows. June the 30th, that is this Friday, and Ripship is going to be performing. That's at Whammy Bar. But for anybody who's tuned in from other parts of the country, Ototahi, Otiputi, Te Whanganui Tara, and Whanganui are all getting iGUM Scenic Tour number 3, stopping off in their neck of the woods. You guys are working on some exciting stuff this year. What's in the pipeline?
We've got a couple of festivals. There's our homage to Others Way, which is Great Sounds Great. So we've just booked all the venues in Cuba Street, which for the uninitiated is almost all of them, apart from the beautiful Moon Bar in Newtown. So we do that for one night. It's, you know, pretty standard but amazing formula. Slowly expanding, adding more venues each week, each year. And then we've got our regular festival, Welcome to Nowhere, which is just on a piece of isolated farmland halfway between Whanganui and Hunterville.
Nice. Lots of good stuff coming up in the iGUM space then. And for those of us in Auckland,
Lots of meetings.
Yeah, big planning time of the year, I reckon. It is nice, though, yeah. I think, in the depths of winter to be thinking about all those good summery things that are coming up in, you know, less than 6 months now, which is a nice thing to think about.
We've passed the shortest day.
We really have. And we've got good gigs to get us through in the meantime. As mentioned, 30th of this month, which is Friday, coming up at Whammy Bar. Tickets are from Under the Radar, I believe. And
that they are.
They are only $15, which is an absolute steal. So if you want to see Sleeping Village, hectic, amazing seven-piece band from Wellies, and Koizilla, fantastic three-piece of shredders from Dunedin, then grab a ticket and head along. Thanks so much for speaking with us this morning, Joel. Have a great rest of your day.
It might also be Ripship's only Auckland gig, old Tamaki gig this year as well, just on the side.
Okay, that's a hot tip. You better grab a ticket ASAP then, because they are fabulous. Hometown Heroes returning from Wellie for a little bit as well. Cheers for that.
No worries.
Have a good one. This is Grouchland by Koizilla. See you on Friday.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.